At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more.
You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. So if you're a podcaster, you probably know this feeling, right? This sort of internal tug of war. We absolutely love audio, the craft of it, the sound. But then there's YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
It's just this massive, like, gravitational pull. I mean, the numbers are staggering. 2.5 billion people hitting YouTube every month.
Huge. Just huge.
Exactly. So it creates this, you know, this real pressure. You start thinking, should I be recording video? How do I even start? I definitely felt it.
And it's funny because for so many of us, the passion was always the audio itself. It wasn't about, you know, setting up lights, figuring out cameras, or like one source we saw put it, getting your hair and makeup right every time. That's not the core appeal for most podcasters.
Right.
So the dilemma becomes, how do you actually tap into that massive YouTube audience, that potential reach, without all the extra stress and time commitment of becoming a video producer?
Precisely. And that's exactly what we're digging into today. Our mission here is to explore this really interesting tool. It basically promises to get your podcast onto YouTube, turning your audio into, well, what our sources call visually captivating content. And the kicker, supposedly without recording a single minute of video and without spending a penny to get started. Sounds pretty good.
It does sound almost too good to be true.
So let's unpack how this actually works. Okay, so the solution we're focusing on is this tool called Headliner. It sounds like it's really built specifically for creators like you to amplify reach by making audio visual.
Yeah, exactly. It's designed to bridge that gap we were just talking about.
It seems like it could be a real game changer.
It really streamlines things. And what goes great is how accessible it is. You can start with a free account, which is, you know, a big plus.
Yeah.
There are basically two main ways Headliner helps get your full episodes onto YouTube. The first is manual video creation. It's actually simpler than it sounds. You just pick YouTube as the place you want it to go, choose full episode. And even with a free account, that can be up to 2 hours long, which covers most podcasts.
Wow, 2 hours is generous for free.
It is. Then you choose a landscape layout, pick a template, maybe add your artwork.
Yeah.
And seriously, with about 5 or 6 clicks, it starts creating the video. It sends it to you. Usually takes about an hour or so to process. Good for highlighting maybe one specific episode you want to feature.
Okay, so that's the manual option. Useful, but maybe not for every single episode if you publish often.
Right, and that's where the second method comes in, which is honestly pretty slick.
Okay.
It's the automatic audiograms for YouTube. This is the real set it and forget it approach.
Ah, music to a busy creator's ears.
Totally. You link your Headliner account to your YouTube account one time.
What?
And then, well, then Headliner just automatically creates and uploads a video every time you publish a new podcast episode.
Automatically, like completely hands off.
Pretty much. And what's really smart is it pulls everything it needs. The episode title, your podcast name, the description, even the link back to your show straight from your podcast's RSS feed.
Okay, that is smart. No double entry.
Exactly. It even grabs your podcast categories and uses them as YouTube video tags, which, you know, helps people find your stuff on YouTube.
Oh, nice. So it helps with discoverability too.
Definitely. And you still have control. You can tell it to put videos into specific YouTube playlists, and you choose if they go live immediately public or they're unlisted or private.
That sounds incredibly convenient. So for free users, you mentioned it starts with the latest episode and goes forward.
That's right. When you set up the automation on a free plan, It picks up from your most recently published episode and handles all future ones automatically.
Okay, so what if you have like a huge back catalog, years of episodes maybe? Is that where the paid version comes in?
That's exactly the key difference, and where the pro feature, as they call it, becomes really valuable. If you've got tons of older episodes, the pro plan lets you tell Headliner to start from your very first episode. And it'll work its way through your archive, posting, I think it's 3 a day, until it's caught up with your latest content.
3 a day? Wow, that could get years of content onto YouTube pretty fast.
Yeah, it's super popular for people with big back catalogs. It just automates that whole process. But for free, you still get the automation for all your new stuff, which is still a massive help. You just have to manually create videos for the old ones if you really wanted them up there.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So it seems powerful just for YouTube, but I get the sense Headliner does more than just full episodes.
Oh, absolutely. Getting full episodes onto YouTube is just one piece. Headliner really aims to elevate creators from audio to impact, as they say. It has a whole suite of tools. A big one is what they call audiogram magic. Think about scrolling social media. Most people have the sound off, right?
Yeah, definitely. On my phone, usually.
So Headliner takes snippets of your audio and turns them into these little videos with like moving waveforms and captions. They grab attention visually, even if the sound is off.
Ah, so you can tease content on places like Instagram or Twitter.
Exactly. And that ties into the effortless transcription. It automatically transcribes your audio into text that shows up right on the screen. This is huge for accessibility, you know, for hearing impaired audiences or just people watching silently.
Right, captions are key these days.
But it's also massive for SEO. Search engines can read that text. Suddenly, your spoken words can help people find your podcast through search. It makes your audio discoverable in a whole new way.
Okay, I see how that works. Turning audio into searchable text, that's powerful.
And then there's the efficiency angle. Yeah. The time-saving automation isn't just for YouTube. It can whip up like up to 10 video clips from one full episode in just one click.
10 clips from one episode.
Yeah, different snippets, potentially different styles, ready for different platforms. Plus, it has built-in creative assets, free images, background music, GIFs, so you don't necessarily need other tools to make things look good.
So it's kind of an all-in-one for making audio visual.
Pretty much. And the output is platform optimized. It knows whether you need a square video for Instagram, a vertical one for TikTok, or Reels.
Yeah.
It formats it correctly, making distribution way easier.
Okay, so pulling this all together. For you, the creator listening, this sounds like way more than just getting on YouTube. It's about discoverability, right? Hmm. Making your audio visible and friendly to how algorithms work now.
Algorithm friendly, yeah.
And increasing retention with captions and visuals, building your brand with consistent themes, and maybe most importantly, saving a ton of editing hours. That time is precious.
Absolutely. It frees you up to focus on the actual content, the storytelling, the strategy behind your show. Hmm. And it really does supercharge audience engagement. Yeah. Making audio visually irresistible is part of it, but also being algorithm smart.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. Algorithm smart. What does that mean in practice?
Well, think about platforms like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Their goal is to keep people watching, right? Keep them on the platform. So when someone is scrolling and they stop to watch your audiogram clip because it looks interesting, even with the sound off, that's an engagement signal.
Ah, the pause, the stop the scroll moment.
Exactly. That tells the algorithm, hey, this piece of content caught someone's eye. Then if they watch it for a bit, that's watch time, another huge signal algorithms love. So Headliner helps you create content that naturally generates these positive signals, boosting your visibility. It turns, you know, passive listening potential into active watching.
Makes sense. You're playing the platform's game, but using your audio content.
Precisely. And it significantly boosts reach and accessibility. We talked about captions for accessibility, but those transcriptions making your audio searchable, that opens up a whole new channel for discovery. Plus, it helps reinforce messaging and brand recall. When you consistently use your logo, your brand colors, maybe a specific tagline on your clips,
people start to recognize it.
Exactly. It creates familiarity.
Yeah.
That visual consistency helps your message stick. And for social media, it truly accelerates social momentum. Mm. Having multiple clips per episode gives people different ways into your content. Maybe one clip is a quote, another is a quick highlight. These engaging formats, quote cards, teasers, highlight reels, they encourage likes, shares, saves, which is, you know, algorithm gold.
Pure gold, right. So it sounds like Headliner offers the tools, but there's definitely strategy involved in using them well. It feels like a potential, well, a gold mine, like you said, for creators who want to maximize engagement and maybe build something lasting, that legacy building impact. So how should creators strategically use Headliner to really get the most bang for their buck, so to speak, even if it's free?
That's the key question. It is a gold mine, but you need to know where to dig. First strategy, highlight emotional peaks.
Mm-hmm.
Go through your episode. Find those moments, the really strong emotion, a killer insight, maybe something really funny or surprising.
The best bits.
The absolute best bits. Use Headliner to snip those out. Make them into short, punchy video teasers. Spark curiosity. Make people want to hear the rest.
Okay, I like that. Tease with the highlights. What's number two?
Second, create a visual language. Don't just use the default templates, though they're a good start. Customize them. Put your logo on there. Use your brand's color palette. Choose a consistent font. Make every clip instantly recognizable as yours. It's about creating a unique visual signature.
A visual signature. I like that phrasing. It makes it feel cohesive. Okay, what else?
Third strategy, segment for audience psychology. Think about who you're trying to reach with each clip. Not all clips need to appeal to everyone. Maybe one clip is a deep, thoughtful quote card for the thinkers in your audience. Another might be a quick, energetic snippet for casual scrollers.
Tailoring the bait, basically.
Exactly. Use different formats, quote cards, animated text, waveform visuals to hit different emotional triggers or appeal points.
Smart. And what about making sure these clips actually work well on different platforms? You mentioned optimization earlier.
Right, that's number four. Optimize for platform algorithms. This is crucial. A clip for TikTok or Reels needs to be vertical. For the Instagram feed, square usually works best. Headliner makes changing the aspect ratio easy. Use it. Make your content look native to the platform it's on. And always, always include those captions and some motion graphics to grab attention during autoplay.
Got it. Make it look like it belongs there. Now, you mentioned transcription gives you all this text. What's the strategy there?
Yes. Strategy five, use transcription strategically. That text isn't just for captions, it's content gold. Turn chunks of it into blog posts, use it for detailed show notes, pull out key quotes for social media graphics, create SEO-rich summaries for your website, put snippets in your email newsletter, use it on landing pages.
Wow, okay, so really repurpose that text everywhere, maximize its value.
Absolutely, squeeze every bit of value out of the words you've already spoken.
That's a fantastic point. Any other key strategies for maximizing impact?
Just two more really important ones. Sixth, build a content funnel. Remember, those short clips, they shouldn't just float out there alone. They're entry points, they're breadcrumbs, leading people back to your main content, the full podcast episode.
Connect the dots.
Yes. Always include a clear call to action. Link back to the episode. Tell people where they can hear more. Maybe something like listen to the full conversation or explore the full story. Guide them to the next step.
Right. Make it easy for them to go deeper. And the last one.
Seventh, and this is ongoing. Test and iterate. Don't just assume you know what works best. The digital world changes fast. Try different clip styles. A/B test different visuals or captions. Experiment with clip length. Pay attention to your analytics. Which clips get the most views, the most shares, the most click-throughs? Learn from that data and refine your approach.
Constant learning and tweaking. Makes sense.
So when you put it all together, Headliner really becomes more than just a video editing tool. It's more like a strategic amplifier. It helps you connect your message, your brand's feel, and what actually grabs attention online. Using these visual tools like audiograms and captions, all optimized for how platforms work today. It helps you sort of speak the language of the internet visually.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And for you listening, it sounds like it really empowers you to break free from just being audio. You can transform that sound you work so hard on into these, well, striking visual narratives that can travel so much further. Every clip becomes like a visual handshake, doesn't it? Every snippet, a little gateway, inviting people into your world. It's giving your audio the visual stage it really deserves.
Absolutely. So maybe the thought to leave you with is this. As you think about growing your audience and making your mark, how might taking your audio and transforming it into these visually distinct shareable moments, how might that not only expand who you reach, but actually solidify your unique creative legacy in this very visual digital age? Something to think about.
Hi, this is Naomi, a spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Music Network. Big thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to G-Ray Records, your place for music plus more. May peace be with you. Enjoy the music.